Rishus, Rosh Yeshiva, Chashuv Mishpacha, Marv Rabbeisai, gathered here for a very Chashuv event for a Siyam on Seder Moed, on the yard site of our Chaver, Akiva Shammai. I was told to say what's on my mind. I didn't really prepare anything. What occurred to me is that we've come out of Yom Narayim and Sukkos, and one of the questions that is probably on everybody's mind at the end of Sukkot, on Shmini Atzeres and Kos Torah, is why are we dancing with the Torah? Why are we having Simchas HaTorah at this point in the year? It would seem to be more appropriate to have it on Shavuos. But there are many Pshatim, but what's written all over, what's said all over, is that Simchas Torah is the culmination of our Kabbalah, our tshuva that led to the Luchos Shniyos. When Klal Yisrael was chayte by the eagle, the Baruch Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Also lema eagle masecha." And we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he still took the luchos down, which is interesting, because you're going to take down the luchos just to break them. Obviously, there must have been a tzad that the luchos still could have been niskabel by Klal Yisrael even after the chet. But when Moshe Rabbeinu came back down, he saw, the Pasuk says very interesting, it says, Vayarasa Egel Umachailis. And the Sepharno says that it's one thing if Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down and just seen the Chet Egel. From the Chet, there was still a possibility of being mekabel the luchos, but once he saw the mechaylos, the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu about the mechaylos. Once he saw that there was a revelry in the chet, then he was, I think the lashon is, he saw that there was no chance. I think the lashon is yish, or more like a yish. He didn't think that there was a chance coming back from mechaylos. From that state, he saw that the luchos had to be broken. And the whole avoida, from that point on, was returning to that level where we could once again be at that level where we could be mekabel the luchos once again. And that whole avoida happens through the Yom HaNarayim and through Sukkos, by taking the Lulav and Esrig, the Aravas, the Hadasim, that symbolize the spine, the heart, the eyes, the lips, all the components, so to speak, to rebuild, to remake ourselves, to become that Adam once again, that could be Mekabel the Luchos once again. And we go into the Sukkah, and we put our entire bodies into the Hashras Hashchina, and Al Yedei that, through that, we come to the level where we could once again be Mekabel the Torah. And at that moment that we've reached that level where we've been successful in reconstructing ourselves, at that moment when we've reunited Ba'achdus through all these avoidas, we can once again, now it's appropriate to celebrate Simchas HaTorah and to the renewal of the Torah. Certainly, Akiva embodied the Achdus. He constantly strove to unite all of us in Avodas Hashem. He was a one-man army, a force that everybody that's spoken has acknowledged his incredible drive and single-mindedness to uniting all of us across the spectrum in Avodas Hashem. And as such, it makes sense that we're having to see him on Seder Mayad, the Mayadim, those times when we unite as one in Klal Yisrael, in Avodas Hashem, and that at this moment we're at that point that we can all be together and renew ourselves for the Shana, where we rededicated ourselves to Avodas Hashem. And Kivi was that uniting force. We were all together with Akiva throughout the years, and we constantly marveled at his incredible hasmada and his incredible drive to make us all better, and his achdus with his chaverim was certainly unique and special. Especially in Eretz Yisrael, when we all had the opportunity to spend a chelik of our lives with Akiva. It was a special schus. And in light of that, I'd like to introduce one of the chaverim to speak, Rabbi Yosef Yonker.